One paragraph yesterday, last one, and I said I want to spend time on that paragraph. It is one of the most important paragraphs in the paper. So, even if it takes time for us to go slowly on it, it will be worth pursuing this because it is one of the most important statements. So let me read it. Particulars are not the manifestation of the universals, nor are universals made of the particulars. Ideas are self-existent and uncreated. The original stuff of the particulars too is self-existent and uncreated. But this self-existent is non-existent and attains to being only by partaking of the universal ideas. How is the universal related to particular? What is particular? Now, this question can be discussed under three or four main points. The first point is to repeat what Plato has said earlier. Particulars are copies of the universals. We had taken the example of Catinus as the universal and Cats as particulars. Now, in what way is the universal related to universal Cat or Catinus? How is it related to particular Cats? That is the question. Plato's answer, first answer is that particulars are copies of the universals. Now, what is the meaning of a copy? You take a simple example of a copy. Supposing this is the original that paper and you want to make a copy of it. Therefore, all that is here will be there. Then only it is a copy, isn't it? All that is here is should be there, then only it's a copy. Second, a copy does not come out of this. When you make a copy, you find that this paper remains where it is, and the copy is made out of it, but it is itself not generating the copy. It is not generating in two senses. The stuff on which the copy is made is not derived from here. You have to bring some other stuff from outside and imprint this on it. And secondly, when you make a copy, this remains what it is. This is not affected. It remains what it is. The original remains what it is. These two important points have to be noted. So we write down, a copy contains everything that is in the original. A copy contains everything that is in the original. So that is the first statement we write. A copy contains everything that is in the original. Then only copy, you know. Secondly, you require a substance on which copy is made. There must be a substance on which copy is made. Now, that substance on which copy is made is not generated by the original. Right? It is not generated. That substance is another substance on which it is printed. So, this is the second statement we make. The substance on which copy is imprinted is not generated by the original. But what is imprinted is derived from the original. But what is derived does not alter the original. The original remains the same. Now, these statements put together is equal to the statement, particulars are not the manifestations of the universals. He must say, therefore, particulars are not the manifestation of the universals. Now, you look at it otherwise. What is a manifestation? We have a distinction between a copy and a manifestation. What we have described so far is to say particulars are only copies of the universals and not manifestations of universals. But supposing we had to see this manifestation, then what would happen? Why is it not a manifestation? What is the meaning of manifestation? When we say this is manifested, this is manifestation. In a manifestation, there is no need of another substance on which manifestation is made. If I say Bettina is smiling, now the smile is a manifestation of Bettina. She does not need another face to bring her smile out. It is her own face on which her joy is manifested in the form of a smile. You don't require another on which you have to print anything, isn't it? It is in a manifestation, the substance is the same. The same brings out on itself what is in itself, what is within itself. The joy is within Bettina. It is brought out on her face in the form of a smile. So joy is manifested, joy of Bettina is manifested on her own face. You don't require another face to manifest it. Every manifestation has this special quality. Manifestation is the same substance in which what is inside is brought out. According to Plato, that is not the case. According to Plato, particulars require another substance on which universals are imprinted. Therefore, according to Plato, particulars are not manifestations of universals. Now, there is a second point. What is manifested must be in the original. Every manifestation is called a manifestation if it is brought out from within. So, what is manifested must be already within the universal. Now, according to Plato, particulars are not in the universals. Universals are universals. There is no particularity in it. As he says, universals are not constituted of particulars. You read the whole sentence. Particulars are not the manifestation of universals, nor are universals made of the particulars. For example, if you can extract the juice from the mango, the juice of mango is a manifestation of the mango because, first of all, juice comes out of the mango, and secondly, juice was a part of the mango. The mango was constituted of the juice. Mango would not be mango if juice was not there in it, isn't it? So, what is brought out was already present. The mango was constituted, juice was part of it. According to Plato, particular is not a part of the universal. Universal is not made of particulars. It is not particulars put together is called universal. So that one part can come out of it. Particulars is not a part of the universal. So let us repeat. All philosophical thinking requires repetition. At every repetition, we mature the idea. is called incubation. You have heard the word incubation? Write down the word incubation. I-N-C-U-B-A-T-I-O-N, incubation. Anything that is first produced is given a further warmth. And by giving warmth, you ripen it. That is called incubation. When an egg is produced by the bird, then the bird sits on the egg and gives warmth to the egg by sitting on it. As a result, the egg is matured. It's called incubation. The process of imparting warmth to anything that is generated, just to sit over something and to give warmth. Now, philosophical thinking is called incubation. You have an idea, then you sit on it and repeat it. You are giving warmth, as it were, to the idea. And you will see that by repeating the idea matures in your own mind, and then it becomes crystal clear at a certain time. Now this is what we are doing now. This is incubation. We are incubating the idea of universal and the particular. What is the nature of particular? What is the nature of universal? The problem is something that is discussed by every philosopher in the world. You would not be a philosopher unless you have understood the relationship between universal and particular. Universal is a large fact. Particular is a large fact. Everywhere, the whole world is nothing but particular objects. And you find in every object universality, some universal presence. Therefore, the question, what is the relationship between universal and particular, is one of the most important problems in philosophy. And Plato is very famous for his theory of universals and particulars. So let us repeat. A manifestation, what is the meaning of a manifestation? A manifestation is something that is produced from an origin. It is simply what is called bringing forth what is inside. Now that which is inside is that which constitutes the origin. Now, according to Plato, the copy does not come out from the universal, because you require another substance on which the copy, the original, is imprinted. And the copy or the particular is not a part of the universal. Whether particulars exist or not, universal is not affected by it. This is another way of looking at it. When we say that particular is not a part of the universal, it means that any given particular may exist or may not exist. It will make no difference to the universal. This cat may exist or may not exist. It does not affect cattiness. This book or that book may not exist. It does not affect bookness. That is how, according to Plato, universal does not consist of the particulars. Universal is independent of the particulars. There is a very important statement which is made which sums up the whole idea. The whole, that is universal, is not sum of its parts. The whole is not the sum of its parts.